Hi, today we are chatting with Carlos Hardy, who is Program Director of Dee's Place Wellness and Recovery Center, a program of HEBCAC, or the Historic East Baltimore Community Action Coalition. And Carlos is here today to talk to us about their great center and the various things that HEBCAC is doing. And Carlos, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. Well, coming, kind of, because we're doing this remotely, of course.
Yes.
But you folks have been doing so much good stuff for so many years, I'm very glad to have you on the show. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about HEBCAC?
Sure. So HEBCAC, as you mentioned earlier, the acronym stands for Historic East Baltimore Community Action Coalition. So we're a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1994 by residents that live in the 21213 zip code, some of the folks from the Johns Hopkins University. There was some involvement from folks at the City of Baltimore and mm-hmm. the State of Maryland officials. Former Delegate Hattie Harrison played a big role in forming this organization. And the mission was basically to bring economic opportunities to East Baltimore and to help thriving, healthy neighborhoods continue to grow and financially prosper.
Okay, thanks. How can someone find out more information about
HEBCAC? Well, there's a couple of ways. You can call us or you can log on to our website. HEBCAC's website is www.hebhenryedwardboycac.org. Again, that's www.hebcac.org. Or you can give us a call, 443-524-2800, 443-524-2800, and our executive director is Jenny Hope.
Okay, great, wonderful. Thank you. And I know that your program, Dee's Place, is one of the programs in HEBCAC. And could you tell us, I know that HEBCAC does some other stuff too, right?
Sure we do. We have multiple programs operating within this particular building. We're located at 1212 North Wolf Street. So the first program would be Youth Opportunity Program, or the YO program. And they provide a comprehensive learning for out-of-school young adults from 18 to 24. So they do basic GED and education preparation. There's workforce development, job readiness. And if there's services that they need around behavioral health, mental health, or substance abuse, we can provide those services for them as well. So in addition to YO, we also operate a homeless shelter for the city for youth and adolescents. It's called The Nest. NEST. Uh-huh. It's located on the second floor of our building, and it's 10 beds. And the cool thing is that the kids can come and go, and their beds are basically reserved. So it's a 10-bed shelter. We offer temporary housing. Again, it's for youth 18 to 24 who are experiencing homelessness or insecurity. And the goal is to provide these young folks with a safe and secure refuge 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So they get personal hygiene, they get meals, mm-hmm. the place is fully staffed, and it's always in demand. Sad to say that homelessness is a big issue, and we're doing our small part, and we want to thank the city for their support and allowing us to operate The Nest.
Yeah, well, you folks are doing great stuff. If someone wants to check out The Nest or YO, should they call the main number there?
I think so, and ask for, in the case of the YO program, you can ask for Liz Torres. Torres. Liz is the program director over there. For The Nest, because of the confidentiality and everything, I would suggest that folks reach out to our executive director, Jenny Hope. And again, Jenny's number is 443 524-2800. And I know we do offer tours of that program, as well as we do accept donations for somebody that feels in their heart they want to contribute to either one of these programs.
Great. And they should, if they want to donate, they should contact
Jenny. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Great. Let's talk about your role with Dee's Place Wellness and Recovery Center.
My passion.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
indeed.
You know, actually, I'm coming up on an anniversary. So I started here about the second week of February in 2021, after being retired for a while. I'm a person in long-term recovery, 28 and a half years. So this issue is very personal for me. Mm-hmm. I'm also raising a young African-American son who is just turned 15 January 2nd, and so I want to make sure that he understands and he has options when it comes around substance abuse and things like that. So I'm real passionate about it. We are a wellness and recovery center. There are probably four or five that are operating in the city. I believe that we're the only one that is located in East Baltimore. And if I had to offer one or two sentences on what Dee's Place is, it's a one-stop shop for all things related to behavioral health issues or life issues. So we do 12-step programs over here, NA meetings, Monday through actually 7 days a week now. We have meetings at 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. We have 12 to 1 p.m. We have 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. We have a mid-morning meetings a couple of days a week. We are here on weekends for morning and afternoon meetings, and we offer acupuncture as well as peer one-on-one services. So we are a one-stop shop for anything that somebody is trying to access. You know, it's not a well-kept secret that 21213 is struggling with substance abuse issues, and that's citywide. So if somebody comes in and they're trying to access treatment, we can do treatment referrals. While we don't do regular housing placements, if somebody is looking to maybe enter a supportive housing program or recovery house, we have those services as well. If somebody's looking for a referral to behavioral health services, we can help them. So whatever somebody's needs are, if we can't provide it, we know where to go to help them access it.
Great. How can somebody find out about Dee's Place?
So you can check out our website. It's www.deesplacebaltimore.org. Or I would just like to invite your listeners to call me directly, and I would be more than glad to talk to them, to host them if they want to come pay us a site visit. So my work number is 410-276-4035, extension 103. Again, it's 410-276-4035, extension 103. Or my email is chardy, H-A-R-D-Y, at hepcat.org.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it is much, much needed, and I know that COVID has made everything worse, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it has. We haven't been able to escape it here. If I'm not mistaken, Dee's Place was actually closed the better part of 7 or 8 months in 2020.
Wow.
And we started phasing in some services. We were one of the vendors that were working with the city on their SEEP or their COVID Emergency Assistance Program, the debit cards. So we were one of the sites that were enrolling people and signing them up. And then we sort of like started phasing in services March of 2021. And we started off slow because Hopkins says we need to do slow. So we were bringing our 12-step meetings back, but we were capping attendance at 25. And just slowly but surely, following COVID protocol, we've reached the point now where we're welcoming about 4,500 to 5,000 folks across our threshold every month for our 12-step meetings or our peer services.
Wow.
We're still following COVID protocols. You have to have mask, no attendance. My staff itself, we follow Hopkins protocol, so we had mandatory vaccinations. So And then Hopkins and our partners have been really great about making sure that we have masks and sanitizer and the whole nine yards. So we are being extra careful, but you can never be too careful when it comes to this COVID piece. We've just been blessed.
Yeah. 4,500 to 5,000 a month.
Yes.
You folks are busy.
Yes, we are. And I'm hats off and to my staff. I won't mention them by name, but hopefully they'll listen to this. A program is only as good as the people that help work for it, that work for it. And Dee's Place has a dedicated staff that is bar none. We have what's going on inside, but I'm also excited about a couple of initiatives that we're working on outside with some of our partners.
Yes, please tell us a little bit.
Okay, real fast, because I know our interview time is limited, so we're really excited. We just hosted a roundtable discussion with Baltimore's local treatment authority. It's called BHSB, Behavioral Health Systems Baltimore. And they are working on this new initiative that's looking at or doing an analysis on behavioral health and crisis services in Baltimore City and about three other jurisdictions. So they've been interested in hearing from the community. So GBRICS basically stands for the Greater Baltimore Regional Integrated Crisis System. I always tell folks when you do acronyms, you have to let folks know what it is. But if somebody is interested in learning more about GBRICS, just go to BHSB Baltimore, BHS Baltimore, I'm sorry, BHSBaltimore.org. And on their front page, you can read all about it. This is a new initiative that in its second year, it's about $45 million, and once again, it's looking at how can we increase and have better crisis response systems and services.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great initiative.
You know, HEPCAC and Dee's Place are all part of the Hopkins system, so we're excited about a project that we're working on with Hopkins School of Public Health, and it's just called the 21213 Initiative. And it's just basically gathering information and data on how overdose deaths and fentanyl and drugs and just behavioral health issues are impacting communities in the 21213. I'm an old community organizer. I spent 5 years working as a drug treatment organizer with Citizens Planning and Housing Association. So it's always important for me that the folks that are going to be impacted or most impacted by any initiative or any issue have a seat at the table and that their voice is heard and that their voice is legitimized. So I'm always going to focus from that aspect.
Yep. Well, that's wonderful. Unfortunately, though, we're just about out of time, Carlos.
Gee whiz, Bill.
I know it goes quickly, I'll tell you. You got to come back, though. You folks are doing so much good stuff, and we want to hear about those initiatives. But could you tell us one more time that contact information for HEPCAC and for Dee's Place?
Okay. So HEPCAC's website is www.hebcac.org. All right. Dee's Place, I'm just going to ask folks to either call me, which is 410-276-4035, extension 103, or email me. My name is Carlos, last name is Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y. My email is chardy@hebcac.org.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Carlos. And on behalf of all of us, I want to thank you for your hard work. You are a treasure to the Baltimore community. And we'll see you next time.